Abu Talib, I want to talk to you. Your nephew's intentions are dangerous. He speaks openly about the one and only God, cursing idols and our gods, and calling our ancestors misguided. Either command him or tell him to leave the pursuit of our gods, or you leave his support. Or hand him over to us so we can stop him ourselves.
What an unreasonable desire. You go back. I'll try to talk to him.
The Quraysh could not be more patient than to see Muhammad slander their gods and despise their beliefs. We offered him that we are ready to make him our master and to take all the wealth, on the condition that he relinquish his invitation and resume his normal life. Otherwise, we will take another route. Your support will not work this time. What was the result of your conversation with Muhammad?
I promised you people that I will talk to him and told him about your wish. Do you know what he said? Even if they put the sun on my right hand, and the moon on my left hand, I will not give up my invitation at all, and try to achieve my goal until then. He will continue to do so until he overcome all the difficulties and achieve the ultimate goal, or in this way he loses his life. I swear by the God of Muhammad, Abu Sufyan, as long as I have life left in my body, I will not stop supporting him until he completes his mission. I think you got the answer to your question. What is your purpose?
Abu Talib, O chief of Quraysh, come and make Ammar, the possessor of all these virtuous and desirable attributes, your son, and hand over Muhammad to us in return.
Shame on you all. You have made such a weak rope by tying up your bad thoughts together. Should I raise another son in my arms? And hand over my sweetheart to you people. Hand him over to you so that you can shed his blood. Swear to God. I will not hand over a single hair of Muhammad to you. I will never hand you over. Go away.
O Abu Talib, tell us yourself what we should do. We are fed up with you and your nephew's arbitrariness.
Arbitrary? These attribute comes true for you people. These are the people who, out of arrogance and prejudice, are listening to Muhammad and closing their hearts and souls. And don't think for a moment. The salutary voice that even the farthest people in parts of the desert hear, you people are not hearing. Why? Because you don't want to listen.
I knew it would happen. He will not hand over Muhammad to us.
I am well aware that you have always wanted to see my humiliation and disgrace.
Now you have got a good excuse. You want to seduce the Quraysh against me. I have no fear of you people. You will soon realize that you are doing a very foolish thing to fight against a religion whose protector is God himself.